When a sale stalls, conventional wisdom points to customer resistance to change. But groundbreaking research from Matthew Dixon and Ted McKenna reveals a surprising truth. The biggest obstacle isn't customers' love of the status quo, it's their fear of making the wrong decision. Analyzing millions of AI-processed sales conversations, they discovered that 56% of deals lost to no decision involve customers who actually want to change but simply can't pull the trigger. This insight has transformed how industry giants like Salesforce and Microsoft approach sales. The psychology is simple yet profound. Humans fear errors of commission, making a wrong choice, far more than errors of omission, failing to act. Nobel Prize winners Kahneman and Tversky demonstrated we value avoiding losses 2 to 3 times more than securing equivalent gains. In sales terms, customers would rather miss out on $10 million in benefits than actively make a decision that costs their company $10 million. The emotional calculus is clear. Messing up feels worse than missing out. Indecision stems from 3 specific fears that haunt customers. First, valuation problems emerge when buyers struggle to compare options with incompatible features. This solution is cheaper, but that one is faster. Second, lack of information manifests as endless requests for more research despite months of evaluation. Finally, outcome uncertainty reflects the gap between promised benefits and customer confidence they'll materialize. These challenges are intensifying in today's market. The explosion of vendor options turns what was once a choice between a handful of providers into dozens of possibilities. The overwhelming volume of available information feeds customers' fear they haven't done enough homework. And as solutions become more complex and integrated, the stakes feel higher than ever. What makes indecision particularly dangerous? It's nearly invisible. Unlike status quo bias, which customers openly discuss, indecision stems from personal fears buyers may not recognize themselves. Our analysis found indecision markers in 87% of all sales interactions, with phrases like, "Let me think it over," proving more highly correlated with lost deals than direct objections about price or competition. When high indecision is present, win rates plummet below 5%, making that innocent sounding, "I need to think about it," the true kiss of death in sales. When customers show hesitation, most salespeople instinctively try to defeat the status quo again, either by emphasizing how bad the current state is or by reselling the benefits of change. This approach backfires dramatically because indecisive customers aren't comparing your solution to the status quo anymore. They've already decided to move forward. Now they're imagining worst-case scenarios of implementation failure. Think about it from the customer's perspective. You don't get fired for maintaining the status quo, but you absolutely can get fired for championing a failed initiative that wastes significant budget. Traditional urgency tactics like you're losing $100,000 every month you delay miss the mark entirely when the customer's internal narrative is, "What if I champion this solution and it fails?" The data confirms this disconnect. When salespeople respond to indecision by relitigating the status quo, it has a negative impact 84% of the time. Yet most sales training focuses exclusively on overcoming resistance to change, leaving reps unprepared for the more common challenge of helping customers overcome their fear of deciding. This explains why so many deals reach the proposal stage with enthusiastic customer engagement, only to mysteriously stall at the finish line. Top performers recognize they need 2 distinct playbooks, one to overcome status quo bias and another to overcome indecision. If the first playbook dials up fear of not purchasing, this second playbook must dial down the fear of purchasing. This is where the JOLT method comes in. Judge the indecision by qualifying opportunities based not just on budget and authority, but on the customer's ability to decide. High performers have fewer highly indecisive customers in their pipelines because they identify warning signs early. Excessive information requests, backtracking on previous decisions, or inability to commit to next steps. offer your recommendation by providing clear guidance rather than asking more questions. When customers face too many choices, they freeze. Top performers shift from asking about needs to confidently stating what the customer needs, a technique that alone increases win rates from 18% to 44%. Limit the exploration by controlling information flow when customers request excessive information. While 100% certainty seems desirable, it actually breeds analysis paralysis. High performers position themselves as having already done the research for the customer and aren't afraid to redirect unproductive lines of inquiry. Take risk off the table by addressing concerns about potential purchase failure. Rather than using fear tactics, top performers focus on believable impact rather than maximum impact, deliberately setting conservative expectations they're confident customers will exceed. They create detailed implementation plans, recommend starting smaller, or use creative contracting to protect specific areas of concern. The most successful JOLT practitioners function like modern travel advisors. They stop selling the customers and start buying for them once purchase intent is established. They understand that customers reach out to salespeople because they're struggling to buy and need help navigating complexity. This approach directly addresses the principal agent problem in sales, the inherent distrust that arises when salespeople, agents, have more information than customers, principals, while being incentivized to maximize deal values. High performers overcome this trust gap through several techniques, suggesting customers avoid overbuying when appropriate, honestly acknowledging when their products can't meet certain requirements, and even recommending competitors when they're genuinely better fits. The results speak for themselves. While only 7% of calls studied showed high JOLT skill demonstration, the impact is dramatic when properly applied. With moderately indecisive customers, who make up the majority of opportunities, JOLT sellers maintain a 57% conversion rate compared to average performers' 26%, 120% improvement. These gains hold true across industries, deal sizes, and sales cycles. JOLT isn't just about closing more deals, it's about building sustainable customer relationships. Indecision can linger long after a contract is signed, creating what psychologists call post-decision dysfunction, where customers continue worrying about their choice, researching alternatives, or even changing their minds entirely. By effectively using JOLT to help customers overcome their decision-making fears, salespeople significantly reduce this dysfunction. Research shows a direct correlation between customer effort and loyalty. When buyers perceive high effort during the sales process, satisfaction plummets, while low-effort experiences create lasting loyalty. In today's increasingly complex buying environment, the ability to guide customers through their decision-making fears may be the most valuable skill a salesperson can develop. The JOLT method transforms the fundamental relationship between buyer and seller from adversarial to collaborative, creating wins that truly last. By addressing the psychology behind indecision rather than just the symptoms, we don't just close more deals, we create better customer experiences that benefit everyone involved.